Riley Padgett is former 2010-2011 National FFA president. We're going to play a little catch-up with Riley. Riley, what have you been doing since then?
Since my time in the Blue Jacket, I returned to Oklahoma State, graduated from Oklahoma State University in December of 12, and then immediately went to Washington, D.C. to work for the House Agriculture Committee under the chairmanship of Frank Lucas from Oklahoma for the Farm Bill negotiations, and did that for about 2 years, and then did a short 8-month stint with a senator from Oklahoma, and just took a position 2 months ago this week with National FFA as their Director of Government and Nonprofit Relations.
So how has your time as an FFA member and a national officer prepared you for these coming career events that you've taken on?
Yeah, it's really cool. So in my role, I get to do a lot of, obviously, work with government entities and agencies on Capitol Hill and in Washington, D.C. and in the Washington, D.C. area. And so I think since naturally I'm promoting FFA and agricultural education, it makes sense that you would have a former FFA member in that role. And it's such a cool opportunity to get to educate people who might not be familiar with our programs or with our organizations, but also people who were familiar and might have worn the FFA jacket back in the day or had a student wear the FFA jacket but have been removed for quite some time. And so it's cool to remind them and to see the look in their eye when they're reminded of what FFA has done for them or for their children. And so it's prepared me greatly. It's prepared me for the communication lessons and the life skills and the tangible things that we always boast, right? Like agricultural education always boasts these skills that we teach students, and they really are so transferable in any field, in any industry, in any area that our students want to try to succeed in.
And those current FFA members, that's what they're learning right now in their high school career classes, is learning those math, science skills relevant to maybe their CDEs or their SAEs, and coming to National Convention, getting to meet other people who have the same exact passion as them, and really putting the package together.
That's right, and I think that's what's so cool about National Convention. And we celebrate FFA members and their accomplishments, and the teachers and their agricultural educators, and the people who have devoted so much into their lives and have poured so much into them, and we get to see some of those things that they learn regularly. And for both of us who have been removed from the classroom for quite some time, it's a good reminder, and it's something good that we, I think, people like us need to see. It just kind of refreshes us and rejuvenates us, but also it's good for other ag educators to see and other students to see what a Kentucky FFA member might be doing, or what a Hawaii FFA member might be doing, or an Indiana FFA member might be doing. And so it's cool to see these students put those skills and those things that they learn in their classrooms to use.
And I've heard over and over again, FFA is one big family. The agriculture is just one big family. And you can really tell that with a lot of the members at National Convention and other events throughout the year as well.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I think about some of the best times in my life and some of the hardest times in my life. And I just think about the people who are there. And a lot of those relationships came as a direct result of my time in the Blue Jacket. And so they were the guys standing beside me on my wedding day, and they'll be the people that are standing beside me when, you know, life hits rock bottom. But it's so great to be reunited with so many ag educators and students at a place that we all hold so near and dear to our heart.
And Riley, what would be your piece of advice to an FFA member now that you are a past national officer and you are currently working in National FFA? What would be your biggest piece of advice to them?
And I think if we're looking outside of convention, right, because even though we have 60,000 FFA members and guests come to convention, it's a relatively small percentage once we think about the number of FFA members that we have, 629,000 this year alone, nearly 630,000. That's a record number and so crazy. And so when I think about them and some of those students who might not get this opportunity, think about taking advantage of every opportunity that they have, even on the local level. Our FFA manual talks about how the chapter is the heart of this organization, and it really, really is. And so taking advantage of chapter officer meetings, or taking advantage of the Halloween party that your chapter might be planning, or getting involved in a career development event, or really pursuing a supervised agricultural experience through the guidance of your ag ed instructor, and just really taking advantage of the opportunities that are right there at home.
For FFA Today, I'm Kelsey Litchfield.